Howdy, it's Lee in Arizona. I am with Adrian Nieto, your catcher with the Mesa Solar Sox. You had a long season, played a bunch of games, more than you played in the past, and now you're here. How do you feel?
I feel a little tired, not gonna lie. I think if anybody says that they're not after playing the full season, I think they're lying. But just the fact that every time you go out here and play, it's like an all-star game every day. You know, you get, you know, up for that. And your adrenaline starts kicking in. So the tiredness, you know, goes out of your mind. So you just go out there and, you know, you go have fun. So it's not that bad, man. The weather's not bad. No humidity. But you just go out there and you have fun because, like I said, it's an all-star game every day pretty much.
You played in the WBC, and I heard an interview that you gave saying that it was a major league atmosphere. How do you compare this to that?
I mean, it was a major league atmosphere compared to this, just because the fact that playing against Jose Reyes, Miguel Cabrera, Carlos Beltran, you know, superstars, you know. But here you're playing against a future, you know, superstars of the major leagues. And, you know, it was over there, it was a three-day thing. Here is, you know, a month and 2 weeks, something like that. But it still gets you like a big leaguer, you know, still wearing the big league uniform. And, but yeah, I mean, not to take anything away from this, you know, this is awesome. This is a privilege and it's an honor to be here. But WBC was just another stage, you know. It was definitely a fun thing to do.
Patience, organization, and leadership are three traits that are not necessarily usually attached to a young man your age. Where do you think that comes from?
I mean, just growing up, man. A couple years ago, you know, I went through my suspension. It made me grow up and look into the mirror, you know, look myself in the mirror, and it made me grow up. And that's the things you need to bring to the field as a catcher. You know, it's that. You got to have show everybody that you got patience. You got your leader of the team. You're an extension to a manager out there, you know, so you have to show that to everybody, not just to your teammates, but, you know, to the fans in the stands. Show that to everybody that you're a leader of the team and, you know, just be the guy of the team, you know. You're the quarterback pretty much, you know, on the baseball team. You're pretty much the quarterback out here. So, I mean, just learning from guys, you know, having, you know, our field coordinator and catching coordinator Bobby Henley talk to me a lot, you know, helps a lot. And just picking guys' brain, you know, guys that are older than me, guys that I've done in the big leagues, you know, learn from them and, you know, let's go from there.
I'm out here early every day. Yesterday, I saw you working with Troy Gingrich.
Yes.
It looked like on maybe crouch and pivot. Was that what you were working on with him?
Just working on just staying within myself. You know, I've been told that I got a lot of bass speed. I don't need to generate more. You know, and I think we all get into that of trying to, like, you know, use more than what we, you know, should be using. And we hurt ourselves there, you know, because we make ourselves longer and slower, you know, swing path-wise. So that's something I'm trying to work out here, is just stay within myself and let the pitchers out here throw very hard. So I'm trying to just let them supply the power.
And then I saw you working with Brian Harper, the ex-catcher, was a very good ball player. You were doing a barehanded drill.
Yeah,
what's that drill about?
That's just, you know, using your eyes, seeing all the way in, you know, staying soft. And, you know, just that was more receiving, and then with a little bit of footwork. I'm just trying to, you know, just get out here and get better, man. You know, not only, you know, offensively, but also defensively and all the way around. I told the coaching staff from day one, you know, all of them, I'm like, if you see anything that I'm doing wrong or anything that, you know, that you see that I can get better at, or something that I'm doing, you know, that's affecting me, or something that, you know, big leaguer doesn't do, that's the ultimate goal, is to be a big leaguer, you let me know. You know, and I'm open-minded about that, you know, just out here trying to learn every day from everybody, from Troy, from Harper, you know. So, I mean, yeah, I want to show everybody that I don't want to be just an offensive guy. I want to be an all-around, you know, catcher, offensive and defensive, you know, as I think I have the potential to do that.
I saw that great pickoff play yesterday between you and Matt Scholl. Scholl came into the dugout, and I believe he said something to the effect, I saw you looking at me, I knew you were coming here. Was that no signal? You just eyeballed him and you went with it?
I mean, me and Scholl, we were playing for a while, you know. First, going back to Auburn, 2011. You know, and you get a feeling for each other. You know, the more you play with each other, you just look at each other and you kind of know. You know, he knows that I love picking guys off, and I'm always looking for it, especially in a situation to help out the pitcher. You know, he was kind of, you know, in a jam, so I wanted to help him out. And as soon as I looked over, he just, you know, gave me like kind of like a head nod. I'm like, okay, we got it. And that's just how it happened.
That's the biggest smile I saw on both of your faces, and I remember Matt from last season. I don't think I've seen him smile that much. You guys were really in tune on that play. It was just like magic.
Oh, yeah, man. We enjoy playing with each other, man. It's definitely a fun time with him, you know, with Goody, like, we have a lot of fun playing together. You know, it would have been nice to play with him this year, those two guys, you know, but hopefully, down the road, we'll play together a lot more.
You have a very good batting eye. You got a decent amount of walks this past season. You have 5 walks in 5 games.
Yeah.
Do you think being a catcher helps you pick up rotation of ball, position it's in, where it's going to go, that gives you that eye?
I mean, yeah, yes and no, you know, because out here it's tougher because you only see a guy once, you know, once an inning. You see a new guy every inning, so that's tougher. But the more you see guys, you know, the more you start picking it up. But what you do get an advantage of as a hitter and being a catcher is the umpire strike zone. You know which pitches he's going to call, which pitches he's not calling. So you, that does help a lot. You have an advantage as a catcher, I believe.
After you get done over here, what are you going to do to kind of decompress? It's long season, again, being here, how much off time? When do you get back to training? And most importantly, maybe, how do you train to be a catcher? I mean, pitchers throw. What do catchers do to train? How do you get your training in of being able to transfer your weight, throw it down to the bases and that?
I mean, I might not take more than a week off, man. It's tough, man, you know. I have a batting cage in my backyard, so it makes it even harder to just sit down and relax, you know. And I got to tell everybody, it's just, I can sit down, you know, but my mind keeps going. You know, I can't go to sleep not knowing that, you know, I'm like, I didn't do anything today to get better. It's tough to fall asleep like that. I'll stay up at 3-4 in the morning knowing that I didn't do anything I did to get better, you know. So I'll probably take a week off, man, just, you know, get back into the weight room, you know, and take a little time off of hitting, you know, and catching, and especially throwing. You know, but it's hard for me to just sit down and not do anything. It really is, you know. I always want to get better. But there's somebody out there that's working on their craft too, you know. And then training as a catcher, man, is just what I do is, you know, you as a catcher, you got to hit your legs harder than anybody else because that's what you depend on, you know. So I really go, when it's leg day, that's got to be my most intense day. It's the day I take it, you know, I just different focus that day. And then to train as a catcher, I just, you know, I have an iron mic in the backyard, and I just receive off it. You know, I just sit there and you start getting your legs, you know, as ready as you can, you know, for game ready. That's what I do, you know. It's a mental grind, man. It's a mental grind.
All I have left to say is buena suerte, and thank you so much for taking time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you.